Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Ugh, another pointless video call where nothing gets done. I think you're on mute, David.
Sorry. What did I miss?
IT just approved Miro for the whole company.
Miro? That's the...
online whiteboard for team collaboration. We can make these long video meetings so much shorter with Miro boards. We can share ideas, feedback, and updates on them whenever. Actually see what we're talking about?
It's all online.
Miro will make our flexible work setup so much easier, with one virtual space for our brainstorms, projects, presentations.
Oh, that sounds kind of amazing. So I don't need to wake up for 6 a.m. calls with the London office anymore.
Now you're getting it.
Don't let time zones get in the way of your team working well together. See why 99% of the Fortune 100 trust Miro to get good work done from anywhere. Get your first three boards free at Miro.com. That's M-I-R-O.com.
Truly bizarre day, and we've had plenty of them here in Southern California. Ken is away today, and good for him. He doesn't have to endure all this nonsense. We've got that Castaic fire, which Blake Trolley is covering, and so is Deborah, and so is Angel Martinez from the traffic end. But they got over 250 acres on fire. They got one house burning. They have evacuations in the area, although I just saw a blurb on Channel 7, the Red Cross has yet to identify an evacuation location yet. So you have to evacuate, but I don't know where you're going to go. They've closed the 5 in both directions, so traffic is screwed. It's well over 100 degrees in a lot of places. And today, Gavin Newsom took up 20 minutes of our airtime, and then he went on for another 15 minutes to try to explain why we are almost out of power again after all the billions and billions of tax dollars we've spent over the years, trillions, really. We still don't have a power system that works on the hottest days. And this next week is Labor Day weekend. People are going to be home, largely. Air conditioners are going to be on. It's going to be 100, 110 degrees in much of the area, and you're at home. For the holiday, you have to keep cool. We can't all go to a cooling center here. And he was telling us to unplug our air conditioners. And get this, after announcing the ban on gas-powered cars being sold in 12 and a half years, he said we can't plug in our electric cars between 4 and 9. That's the flex alert time, 4 and 9. It's nuts. Oh, and there's a water shortage, too, for 40% of L.A. County because of a pipe that burst that they've got to fix. So here we are. Jim Patterson, one of our favorite people to talk to, Republican assemblyman from up in the Fresno area. Let's get him on the line here. Jim.
Good to be with you. Thank you. Appreciate it. So, let me tell you what Gavin Newsom didn't tell you today, all right? How short are we on the necessary supply? I mean, he talked about it in terms of, I think, 3,000 megawatts. So let's do the math. 3,000 megawatts turns into, are you ready for this? 2,250,000 households. That's how short we are. Now, if there are four people or so in each household, that's 9 million Californians at risk for having insufficient electricity, right? So I'm tired of Newsom making excuses for policies that have gotten us into this dilemma. I was born and raised in California. There was once a California, I lived in it, in Fresno, California, by the way, and we had 100, 110 degree days where we had plenty of electricity on the grid. It was reliable. You could go turn on the air conditioner. You could go to your washer, your dryer. You could turn it on whenever you wanted, and you had reliable electricity, and it was affordable. Well, guess what? Those days are gone. We are trying to power the sixth largest economy in the state of in the United States, in the state of California. The state of California is what, like the fifth or sixth largest economy? And we're trying to do this on intermittent power. That's wind and solar, and then, you know, we try to store it in batteries. What's the problem with that? Look, I'm a longtime broadcaster. I got trained in radio engineering, so I've got a little bit of engineering expertise. We all know about the balance between supply and demand. And if you don't have enough supply and your demand goes crazy, the grid blows up. It falls apart. We get brownouts, blackouts, and all of that. And Newsom has now had to come face to face with the consequences of his own policies. What he's not really telling you is what I've been warning about for the last 10 years as vice chair of the Utility and Energy Committee. And you know, none of the Democrats pay any attention. But you know something? I have been prophetic, and you know what? The prophecy is coming true this weekend. Insufficient supply. Because what the state of California has done, it has decided that it's going to war against the physics of producing electrons, number one. And then number two, they have decided that there are certain electrons that are moral and certain electrons that are immoral. And they're not going to let the utility companies use the immoral electrons. Well, guess what? It's the immoral electrons that keeps the lights on in California. What do I mean by that? Newsom now has to turn away from this idea of closing Diablo Canyon. That's 10% of the power on the grid. He's also had to turn away from the environmental zealots who say these once-through seawater cooling natural gas plants up and down the coast, there's probably five or six of them, those were slated to be turned off a long time ago. Well, guess what? The Newsom administration has decided that those have to stay on. Plus, we are now relegated in times like this to try to go find other states' electrons. Well, guess what? These other states aren't going to let their electrons go on the spot market. I don't care how much California has to pay for it. They need it to keep their own lights on. So here we are. We are an island that's isolated, and we are trying to keep the lights on with electrons that are not always available. Now, why is it that we are being asked in a 21st century modern economy to live for a while like a third world country? 4 o'clock to 9 o'clock, you can't wash your clothes. Don't cook your dinner. Pre-cool your home. Hey, by 4 or 5 o'clock when it's 100 degrees, all that pre-cooling's simply wasted. And what are working people supposed to do, number one? But we are now, I think, going to experience a Labor Day weekend that's going to go down in history, where I think Californians have been awakened to the reality of the fact that we have an electricity grid that is increasingly unreliable and more expensive. But this is also a part of what the Democrats continue to do to us. Think about this. Every necessity of life costs more, and we're told use less. Water, hey, it's going to cost you a whole lot more, but you got to use a whole lot less. Gasoline and fuel, hey, we're going to put you on a road diet. We're going to starve you, right? You're going to have to use less, and you're going to pay average? I heard the news report, $5.29 or something like that in the Los Angeles area. And now we have electricity. And what really bothers me is that the Democrats say they care about people who are having difficulty with the necessities of life, and yet they continue to penalize these very people with stupid, screwy ideas that make the necessities of life more and more difficult. The last time I was on, I talked to you about the fact that there's something like 800,000, that gets close to maybe a million, electricity accounts in the state of California that have oftentimes been canceled, turned off, because those individuals couldn't pay their power bills. Now, I want you to think about the numbers here. If you've got 800,000 or a million, and there's four people or so in a household, and you get your electricity turned off, yeah, I mean, that's a million people? Something like that.
Yeah, because the rates are too high. They can't afford it. Can you hang on the line? We'll talk some more in a minute.
I can.
Okay. All right. Just hold on here. It's Jim Patterson. He's the Republican Assemblyman from the Fresno area. And and I want to talk about the electric car situation, because from now until 9 o'clock, you're not supposed to have your electric car plugged in. So take Jim off, and we'll bring him back on in just a few minutes. What he touched on, we have to talk about further too. They're mandating electric stoves, right? They're banning gas stoves in some cities, new construction. So you're not supposed to cook dinner, I guess, between 4 and 9. In addition to not charging your car, in addition to not running air conditioning, in addition to not doing your laundry. I mean, everybody's going to have to stay up until 2 in the morning because you got to do all your chores, can't run your dishwasher, can't have dinner. Ay, ay, ay. This is a disaster. I'll do it when I come back, because I can go off on this. But I knew it was bad because Newsom did this public address at 2 o'clock. I'm thinking it's much worse. And Jim articulated something that I didn't pick up on during Newsom's speech. John and Ken show. I'm just looking at some temperatures. Chatsworth, 112. That's next door to you, right?
So we have 112 in Burbank, Woodland Hills, and now Chatsworth.
Yeah. So this is late in the day. It's different here in Los Angeles, but I remember growing up on the East Coast. By 5 o'clock, things would be starting to cool down. But here, it seems to get hotter later in the afternoon. 112. And we're in a flex alert. You're supposed to unplug lots of stuff, like your electric car and your air conditioner. And your don't do laundry, and your electric stove, don't eat. This is the place we're in. You can't eat dinner, and you can't wash your dirty clothes, because we don't have a power system that can serve us in 2022. Let's get Jim Patterson on here, the assemblyman from Fresno, who's talking about this. Because Newsom, like I said, Jim, I knew it was bad because Newsom's coming out and doing a half an hour speech on the radio and on the internet. And I knew, if we're getting a state of the power grid address, he wants to get out in front of this. And something you said at the beginning of the last segment, he was talking that we're 300 megawatts short. Is that what you said?
3,000.
3,000 megawatts short. And that translates to
2.25 million households.
Yeah, I don't think he explained how many households and how many people would be affected.
He
unleashed a blizzard of numbers, and I had trouble following those numbers because nobody knows what 3,000 megawatts means, right? That's such a technical term, but it means that there's 2 million people who might be without power or more.
It's a whole lot. No, that's worse than that. That's 2,250,000. Households. The average household is probably four people or so. You do the math, that's 9 million Californians are going to, well, possibly on the short end of the electricity supply. This is my gripe about Gavin Newsom. Gavin Newsom is basically spending his time making excuses that there are a whole lot of other things, hot weather, you know, other things. Diablo Canyon is coming down. You know, our natural gas plants on the coast, that's coming down. Well, we've got to look, this has been the policy of the Democrats for the last 10 years I've been in the legislature and vice chair of utility and energy. Like I said earlier, I've been warning about this over and over again. This is a supply and demand problem, and California has decided that it's going to be an island of goofy policy that creates price-induced scarcity. All right? I mean, you think about it. Electricity is going to be so costly. We probably got somewhere in the neighborhood of a million households having their electricity
turned off. Our electricity costs are over 60% higher than the national average. So we're paying an excessive amount, and they can't even supply enough anymore.
Look, I know this is a little, whether it's exaggerating or not, but I want to make this kind of comparison. In the 1980s, I traveled to Addis Ababa, Ethiopia, during the days of We Are the World and, you know, these awful famines. Ethiopia was run by Colonel Mengistu, who overthrew Haile Selassie, and he was a Stalinist communist. And I was doing fundraising for World Vision. I believed them to be a wonderful, trustworthy organization, and they fed millions in Ethiopia at a time when millions were actually starving. And we flew into Addis Ababa, and we went to the Hilton Hotel. And when we checked in, there was a sign at the front desk: water is available from such and such an hour to such and such an hour. Electricity is available from such and such an hour to such and such an hour. I'm telling you, politics can create circumstance in which there is fundamental scarcity of the necessities of life. And we're getting close to that in California. I hate to have to say this, but I was born in California. I'm a California boy. Sharon and I mean, we've lived in Fresno almost all of our adult lives. We've been married, 55 years? We've got three kids, grandkids. This is not the California that I was born into. And all I can tell you is that elections matter. They have huge consequences. And I am hoping that someday soon, the people who vote for Newsom and the Democrats because they think they are looking out for them will recognize that they're hurting them a whole lot more than helping them. And well, I'll just end with this.
But before you go, I want to talk about the electric car situation. A week ago, he bans gas-powered cars from being sold as of 2035, which really is not that far from now. It's a little over 12 years. And in a little over 3 years, he mandated that 35% of the cars sold have to be electric. And today, they announced that for the next week, you can't plug in your electric car. They don't want you to between 4 and 9 o'clock. And I heard this today, and I go, this is nuts.
What are we seeing? We are seeing the absurdity and the tap dance that this governor has to do. And look, do you think there's some kind of a coincidence here that he has aspirations to be in the White House? This man does not want to be Gray Davis with a legacy of having blackouts. That cost Gray Davis the governorship. And instead of coming to the conclusion we need more supply and we've got to unwind some of these screwy ideas, he's doubling down on it and saying,
this is what makes me crazy, Jim, is to save his political career, he wants all of us to unplug our electrical appliances, our car, our yep. dishwasher, our air conditioner, our laundry, our stove. We have to do without. We have to unplug everything so he doesn't have the embarrassment of a blackout. We've got to change our lives drastically for the next week because he messed up and he doesn't want this to be on his record.
Yep. You got it. You got it.
All right. Got to go.
Look, I think sooner or later, people have got to wake up to the fact that our lives are worse off today. Look, I said it before, that there was a time in California, and Sharon and I were married in that time. We raised our kids in that time. The electricity grid was reliable. You could use your air conditioner as much as you wanted in Fresno, and it didn't bankrupt you. You could do your washer, dryer, cook your food and all of that. You had plenty of energy, and it was affordable. Those days are gone, and frankly, the Democrats took it from us.
All right, Jim. Talk with you again soon. Thanks for coming on. Jim Patterson, the Assemblyman in Fresno. John and Ken showed Ken his way, but we got everybody covering the Castaic fire up on Interstate 5 at the south end of the Grapevine. Just as you come over the mountain, Castaic is one of the first towns you hit. And the southbound and northbound 5 are closed both directions. And people are being told to evacuate from some sections. You just heard on that emergency alert system broadcast what areas should evacuate. And the governor came on at 2 o'clock, as we've been discussing, and gave a long speech. He tried to be very jocular and chatty, but the main thrust was, we're running out of power. So from 4 to 9, it's a flex alert. And as Jim Patterson, the assemblyman, decoded, if we're 3,000 megawatts short, that's over 2 million households, potentially 9 million people could be blacked out if we run short. And of course, when you get a big shortage, you could have a much larger system-wide blackout. Depends how the dominoes fall. So it's serious. If Newsom is coming out and warning you, it means he's worried, and he's basically begging you with his happy talk to conform and unplug. And doesn't matter that it's 112 degrees in part of the valley. He wants you to basically turn off your air conditioning or put it up to, he says, 78, which is really an uncomfortable temperature. And then there are unintended consequences, because when you give the indication that a blackout is possible, what are people going to do? They're going to take actions to survive if there is a blackout, because nobody knows what's going to happen. It could last half an hour, could be days. You don't know. Well, Michelle Cube, executive producer here at KFI, just sent me a text saying she passed a Tesla charging station in Pasadena on Arroyo Parkway. Every spot was filled, at least 15 or 20, and these Tesla drivers are all plugged in, sitting there in the middle of a flex alert. So what people are going to do is they're going to charge up so they have a fully juiced car in case something bad happens. Because if you have a blackout, maybe you can't charge for a while. And now with these fires breaking out, you know, the fires could break out in a million places and you have to evacuate. It's like you keep gas in the car, right? That's what they tell you to do during fire season. Make sure you're gassed up, that you can get out quickly. You might end up in a traffic jam. You might have to drive a long distance. Well, it's the same thing with electric car drivers. So either they're just doing what they normally do, or maybe people are taking Newsom seriously. Hey, bad heat wave. It's fire season. We might have a shortage of power. Maybe I should make sure everything's filled up. But you have to plan for this. I've said this 1,000 times. Drought is normal in Southern California. We're not supposed to be living here. We're not supposed to be living here. There's a reason that people lived in the northern climates first, because it was more habitable. It's easier to deal with cold than it is to deal with heat. It's easier to deal with a place that's very wet, rainy, and snowy than it is a place that is struck by drought. And if you know you have a state where there's a history of many 20-year droughts, sometimes 200-year droughts, that they can prove it's part of the science, it's on the record, maybe you should have a water system and a power system that can handle a drought that goes on for a long time, a heat wave that goes on for a long time. That's part of your job. These are the things that they should be discussing all the time, not equity and social justice and diversity, but how do we keep the lights on? How do we keep water running out of the faucets? We have a ton of money we never spent on building reservoirs and other water storage. We have an electrical grid that is failing. But what are we doing? What Jim Patterson said, we're cutting off the supply. We close nuclear plants. We close gas plants. Hydroelectric plants are failing because of the drought. They don't want to use oil. They don't want to use gasoline. They don't want to use natural gas. They don't want to use coal. They don't want to lose nuclear. Oh, but we're going to use wind and solar. Well, it's not working. And so now he's getting nervous. His stakes are never been higher for him. So now he's got to come out at 2 o'clock and tell people to unplug their electric cars at 4 o'clock, even though a few days ago that was supposed to be the future. And I've spent 2 days this week, and you probably think it's tedious. You probably think it's repetitive. But I'm telling you, there's no electrical grid for this. There are no charging stations for this. We might not even be able to get through the weekend on the electric grid. And nearly everybody in the state is still on gas-powered cars. It's what Jim Patterson said. He's not hyping. He's not kidding. This isn't political. This is reality. The infrastructure in the state stinks. It's terrible. It's not sustainable this way, and it's directly because of bad policies by the government. And why in hell there is not a political movement to take this on just baffles me. I mean, Jim says all the right things and does all the right things, but there's virtually nobody in the Republican Party. You would think this would be a gigantic campaign issue to at least educate people. Sometimes it takes years to slowly educate people just how bad the system is. But there aren't any spokesmen. It's Jess Newsom babbling away in his techno-speak, trying to avoid responsibility, blaming it on drought, blaming it on climate change, blaming it on us that we have too many things plugged in. It's like, no, they're not having this problem in 48 other states. They have it in Texas. Why? Well, that's Republican run, but they went down the same dark hole. They switched to a lot of wind and solar, and that's why Texas has power problems. You can't do that. You can't rely in such a great percentage of your power coming from wind and solar. You have to develop everything, and you have to wait until they can store wind and solar on batteries. We're not there yet. That's reality, fact, science. Call it whatever you want. It's not going to change tomorrow. You're going to see this week. You're going to be hearing these flex alerts every day. And they're going to be going through drastic maneuvers to try to save us from a blackout like they did a few years ago. Like last year when they stole power from Arizona. Stole it. That's why the nuclear plant is still running at Diablo. That's why those natural gas plants are still running. All the things that Newsom vowed that he was going to close, and I'm glad he didn't close it. He did the right thing. But it shows you how out of touch he was with reality when he had put in motion all these closures. Amazing. Absolutely amazing. John and Ken Show, KFI. Oh, this is good. Eric just showed me a photo of his dad's car thermometer, 119 in Chatsworth.
New refreshing water from every.
And I saw just on TV, they're expecting highs in the valley of 115 this weekend, and they have ozone warnings for the valley. How about that, huh? So you're going to be short of water, short of power. The air is going to be filled with ozone, record high temperatures. And if you haven't heard, 4 million residents in L.A. County, you cannot do outdoor watering from September 6th to September 20th because there's a big leak in a 36-mile pipe called the Upper Feeder Pipe that runs from the Colorado River to California. This is the Metropolitan Water District. They found the leak in April. It's in Riverside County. They've been providing reduced water flow. Did a temporary repair, but now they got to do a big one. And it's you got to look this up online because I don't have time to read all the cities that are affected here. But it goes from Altadena, Burbank, Beverly Hills to Malibu, in between Glendale, Glendora, Culver City, Covina, Rolling Hills, and Redondo Beach, and Rancho Palos Verdes, and Pomona, and Torrance. I mean, just all over the place. So look that up. Again, they can't really enforce it, but they really are going to have a much diminished supply of water. I think they're going to reroute other water into the area. And so while this I found very funny, because while Newsom is floundering around, he starts these fake battles with Ron DeSantis because he figures DeSantis may end up being the Republican nominee for president, and so he wants to start early and rough him up. And so he has made a number of unfriendly statements towards DeSantis. But here's the latest. Gavin Newsom, like many of us, have in-laws. And his wife, Jennifer Seibel, her parents, Kenneth and Judith, run a trust. It's the Seibel Family Revocable Trust. Well, records show that the Seibel Family Revocable Trust made a $5,000 contribution to the Friends of Ron DeSantis Political Action Committee. It's on the website. You can see it yourself. Now, they know that Newsom wants to be president. He's in the family. And they know that Newsom's nemesis is DeSantis, because DeSantis left Florida wide open while California was shut down during COVID, and we ended up with about the same numbers. So DeSantis was right. He was heavily criticized, but he was right. Newsom was widely oiled up and praised, and he was wrong. You didn't have to shut down all the businesses. You didn't have to shut down the schools. So he hates DeSantis for that. But looks like the in-laws have picked DeSantis as being presidential material and better presidential material than Newsom. Looks like his father-in-law has a long history of making donations to Republican candidates. I'm sure Newsom knows where his in-laws stand. Let's get Conway on.
Hey, how about Thanksgiving at that house, huh?
Yeah, I know.
Jesus.
They send money to DeSantis.
That's it really great. Is unbelievable. All right, the heat is on. This is where talk radio sort of excels, because we can take every hour and talk about where the fires are, where the blackouts are, the brownouts are. So whenever there's any kind of emergency, man, KFI knocks it out. And we'll be doing that again tonight. A perfect example is we're starting with L.A. Fire Department Chief Daryl Osby coming on tonight at 6 o'clock. We're talking about fire that's erupting at Castaic. And also the heat wave that is triggering flex alerts, and residents are asked to conserve power from 4 to 9 p.m. And, man, I don't know. If you have an electric car, you got to be nervous tonight. You know, I mean, because if there's an emergency and you got to get out of town, you got to go towards other charging stations.
Yeah. They're telling you not to plug it in. At the same time, they're telling you there might be a blackout.
Yeah. And you might be on like a mandatory evacuation.
Right. You got fires breaking out.
And you're looking at that battery gauge the entire time you're driving, like, oh, no.
I am keeping a gas powered car till the day I die. I'm not buying it.
I believe that. I believe that.
I'm not seeing this future.
I don't believe you. I can't imagine you even inside of an electric car.
I mean, I would get one if everything was in order, right? We had the electrical grid. We had the charging stations. We weren't having blackouts.
That's right.
Sure. Yeah. I don't really care what it runs on, but they've hyped the whole system up, and they don't have it.
Need more electricity.
Yeah.
And then if we do get a chance, we're not talking about the heat tonight. Bed Bath & Beyond closing 150 stores, laying off 20% of their employees. You better use those 20% off coupons tonight, ma'am. This is not going the right direction. I love that store.
You do?
Yeah. Bed Bugs & Beyond. That's a good store.
Oh, man. My brain freezes up in there. I walk in there, and I don't know what to do. I can't explain it to you. It's like I have a stroke. And I stand there, and I just stare at things.
It is weirdly organized, where you go in a circle.
You know, yeah. Most stores have aisles. This one, you go in a big circle like you're at the racetrack.
Oh, I get very frustrated. I start getting angry.
And I love the fact that you have not been back to Costco since it was Price Club because you got a cart full of stuff and they returned it on you.
Since 2001, yes.
Wow, man, you really... Yeah.
I get pissed at
something.
King
of the grudge, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
I know, I have lots of grudges. I should give you my list. You should hear my list of radio grudges.
That's classic, man.
All right,
we'll be on, and then Nori's going to take over at 10 o'clock.
Conway's up next.
Big dog.
Brozier's got the news. Should be an exciting night. It's one of those end-of-the-world nights. KFI, KOST, HD2, Los Angeles, Orange County, live everywhere on the iHeartRadio app. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
It's time for today's Lucky Land horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.